White racism does exist, but its social power is weak, and the social power arrayed against it, overwhelming. John O'Sullivan, editor, National Review. Media malpractice, the shameful willingness to provide a megaphone for baseless, outlandish charges of racism, the failure to highlight the tremendous progress of minorities over the past 40 years, and the unwillingness to seek out minority voices to counter the histrionics of the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons and their willing conspirators in the media and the Democratic Party. Consider the stupid, silly, or just plain ignorant statements made by angry blacks, statements that go unchallenged by the mainstream media. Race stories fill our newspapers. Hate crimes, unjustified accusations of police brutality, cultural bias and standardized testing, discriminatory college and university admissions when some groups are admitted at higher rates than others. The alleged Hollywood blackout that argues show business, despite being stock full of liberals, discriminates against minorities. America is more inclusive and just than at any point in her history. When one considers the staggering diversity and continued prosperity of the American people, racism approaches near insignificance. If a white person says that, he stands accused of blindness, if outright bigotry. If a black person says that, well, he's an Uncle Tom. Yet those who consistently, and often without evidence, cry racism, they attract attention, sympathy, and votes. Blacks overwhelmingly vote for the Democratic Party, a party that counts on receiving more than 90% of the black vote. Democrats need and rely on the black vote the way humans need oxygen. Thus, we hear absurd, hysterical statements that racism remains the principal problem facing black America. The Democratic Party then mounts the white horse and charges into this battle against racism. And since racism remains enemy number one against blacks, well, voting for Democrats becomes not only a matter of self-interest, but a matter of moral necessity. But where's the proof that these social programs and redistribute the wealth schemes actually work? Who cares? Social programs show that Democrats do something. Whether by offering ineffective jobs programs or providing welfare without work, these programs say we Democrats are clearly here to help. Gutless Republicans, in fear of being labeled racist, often keep silent rather than to speak out against these verbal outrages. Thus, when black New York City Councilman Charles Barron says, "I want to go up to the closest white person and say, you can't understand this, it's a black thing, and slap him, just for my mental health," many blacks simply applaud. Did Barron apologize afterwards? When WABC Radio Steve Malzberg asked him for clarification, Barron said, "I think everybody knew there, that was what we call improvisation, oratorical improvisation, and black hyperbole. And y'all wouldn't understand that, because you're uptight, and you're going to take it where it was not intended." Oh. These actions of race baiters go beyond irresponsible. They border on evil. And a compliant media goes willfully right along. Imagine, for example, the media coverage were a white public figure to say he wanted to slap the nearest black person. For days, it would be front page news, the lead story broadcast on television news, and editorials calling for that politician's resignation.